How can you claim that the money has been terminated?
U.S. officials announced at a midweek press conference that the State Department renewed a contract with a subsidiary of the company formerly known as Blackwater, now called Z. Officials say the DynCorp international contract with Presidential Airways applies to aviation services arranged for the transport of diplomats.
There is a standard clause in the contracts that we have that if we have to extend an operation for a period of time, we can do so.
The original agreement with Airways ended on Thursday, but DynCorp, slated to take over the air missions, mostly using helicopters, isn't ready. The State Department says the transition is complex and that moving more deliberately would be more beneficial to everyone involved.
I can't predict how long this process will take, but we would expect it to be temporary and of relatively short duration.
The slower action is partly inspired by an incident that exposed the ugly side of security contracting during a time of war. Blackwater USA was banned from working in Iraq in 2007 after U.S. military contractors left 17 civilians dead in Baghdad. Six men were indicted, one pleaded guilty. The company rebranded its enterprise with the Z label. A Z spokesman says the company is no longer in the security business, but specializes in law enforcement and hostage rescue training.
Blackwater will continue to fly until DynCorp is ready.
However, security contracting is still big business. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that America spent between $6 billion and $10 billion on the services of these firms from 2003 to 2007. Blackwater has been the most prominent, prompting federal investigations into its activities.
Blackwater has reportedly received an approximate $1 billion in contracts during the Bush administration. The extended contract with Presidential Airways is valued at $189 million. For Press TV, Colin Campbell, the U.S. State Department.